Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back. Story here from BBC. Oh, boy. The trained journalist in me is weeping inside. Social media and video networks have now become the main source of news in the United States, overtaking traditional TV channels and news websites, according to new research. More than half of Americans, 54%, say they now get their news from networks like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, overtaking TV and news sites and apps, according to the Reuters Institute. The report found, and I quote, "The rise of social media and personality-based news is not unique to the United States, but changes seem to be happening faster there and with more impact than in other countries. Podcaster Joe Rogan was the most widely seen personality, with almost a quarter of the population saying that they had come across news or commentary from him in the previous week." Okay. TikTok is the fastest growing social and video network, used for news by 17% of the people around the world. That's up 4 points in 1 year.
Mm.
The use of AI chatbots to get the news is on the rise.
Super trustworthy.
Oh, yeah.
That is scary.
I don't think this is anything new.
No, but it is now officially that more Americans get their news from social media and videos, you know, podcasters like Joe Rogan, et cetera, than they do from ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News, what are considered to be traditional, more trustworthy. I know some people are laughing in their cars at that. That's fine, whatever. You know, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, et cetera.
No, I hear what you're saying. My comment is based in the fact that I think it's just more people are willing to admit it now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I got you.
I don't think this is new.
I think this has been going on for probably 15 years.
Well, there was a survey not too long ago, and by not too long ago, I mean like 6-7 years ago, that found that The Daily Show, it wasn't the majority, but it was the number one news source for people under the age of 25.
Right.
Oh, I used to love getting in heated political debate with random people.
But it's smart. The Daily Show is smart.
It still is. Even though Jon Stewart's only on one day a week, they have literally a cattle call of comedians that come in and do it. And it's still funny. It's funny as hell. Former NFL All-Pro cornerback Richard Sherman has been charged with DUI in connection with his February 2024 arrest. That took a bit.
Wow.
Sherman was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in King County in Seattle in the early morning hours of February 24th, 2024. He had a blood alcohol level of 0.11, slightly over the legal limit. He has now been charged 16 months after the fact.
Okay, MoDOT is to blame for standing water and crash on I-49, so claims a family in a lawsuit. couple's from Belton, Scott, and they filed a lawsuit against the state's transportation department after their car hydroplaned while driving during a rainstorm on I-49 in Grandview, severely injuring them both. They are 47 and 43. The Patel couple filed the lawsuit June 10th in Jackson County against MoDOT, alleging that the transportation department failed to maintain drainage systems along the highway, which created a pool of water around 3 inches deep across multiple lanes. That water, they claim, caused the multi-car collision, and they were severely injured. Bladder malfunctions, pelvis fractures, ongoing medical treatment, and rehabilitation. Quoting here from the lawsuit, the standing water was caused by MoDOT's failure to properly maintain drainage systems along I-49 as confirmed by emergency personnel who cleared the blockage after the crash.
There it is.
MoDOT knew or should have known about the blocked drainage system and its potential to create hazardous conditions during the rainfall, but failed to take timely corrective action. So here's what happened. On December 2nd, 22-year-old Zalak Patel was driving southbound on I-49 just south of Blue Ridge Boulevard. And because of heavy rainfall, she lost sight of the road, according to the Grandview Police Department. Grandview Police reported the driver told officers their windshield was completely covered in sheets of water when their car began sliding out of control, the airbags deployed, and the driver wasn't sure what they had collided with because of the amount of water on the road. In his report, the Grandview police officer at the scene, Michael Bridges, wrote that the car hydroplaned southbound on the highway until striking the center concrete median head on. They were then struck by another car. Grandview Fire was able to use their pumper truck to, quote, clear out the clogged drain that caused the water to collect and pool across multiple lanes of I-49.
What do I think? I understand where this couple is coming from, and I think they do certainly have a case. My question is, there are God knows how many drainage
right
systems along thousands of miles of highway in the state of Missouri.
Can we just talk about the drainage system? Are these the holes all along the highway? There's holes if you look down.
My guess is it.
Which during heavy rainfall, that's where the water goes.
Yeah, they're actually pretty large, and usually they have metal bars across them.
Grates,
thank you, and that's used to drain off the water from the highway. But if it's clogged, I would make the argument, quite frankly, that it should have been the city of Grandview's responsibility.
Okay, so
not necessarily yes. MoDOT.
So I'm getting to that. Debris accumulation, trash, leaves, branches, and other debris easily can wash into drains, especially during a heavy rain, and accumulate, causing blockages. Clogged highway drainage systems can and do lead to safety hazards like flooding, structural damage, and a variety of issues. Regular maintenance is crucial for preventing and addressing clogs. Well, what does that mean? What do you mean regular? You know, if it is torrential blowing down in sheets rain, it could be highway debris clogging the drain system, right?
Yeah.
It could be anything.
It could. And was that blockage there prior to the storm? Or was there the rain so heavy that debris was swept up in the rain flow and it just got stuck on the grate? And there's no way to know.
Going to be difficult to prove.
I will tell you this. This has widely been discussed and reported on. The fallout from clogged highway drainage systems. First time I think we've ever talked about it on this program. Yep. But this is not the first case where someone has crashed because of a clogged drain.
But I would say this as well, and this would certainly be my argument if I am defending MoDOT in this case. One of the plaintiff said that the water was so coming down so hard that they couldn't see out their windshield, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. At no point prior to the water coming down so hard did you not pull off. There are plenty of exits going into Grandview. I'm not trying to blame the victim.
I know.
I'm playing the attorney for MoDOT. And you were going to get into a wreck anyway if you couldn't see out your windshield. You continued to drive. Again, I'm only playing the attorney for MoDOT. You continued to drive in conditions that you knew were unsafe. True or false?
I see where you're going.
And you did not pull over as you noticed that the rain was getting heavier and heavier and heavier. You were going to crash no matter what.
Clogged highway drainage systems are a, quote, significant safety hazard because they prevent proper water removal, leading to dangerous road conditions like hydroplaning. It's exactly what we're talking about. MoDOTs across the country know this. Every state's Department of Transportation is aware that this is
an issue,
a possibility, or an issue.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So a Belton family, they were driving on 49 Highway southbound in Grandview during a very, very heavy storm. Couldn't see through the windshield of their car, began to hydroplane, and they are now suing MoDOT because they argue that the drainage on the side of the highway was clogged with debris.
Which it was.
Therefore, there seems to be some evidence to that. Therefore, creating hydroplaning conditions on the highway. So they are now suing MoDOT. But I was making the argument, at least, in the last segment. I don't know how MoDOT can be responsible for all of the drainage ditches across thousands of miles of highway in the entire state. Maybe that should fall under the purview of the cities in which those highways are located and the drainage ditches are located, or if it's unincorporated, within the county.
Scott, if you look this up, this has been a problem in other cities. It has happened, and when it does, it can be very, very bad.
I believe it.
In Boston, approximately 130,000 gallons of standing water crossed two lanes of traffic when the same thing happened. A drain clogged, a large one clogged badly, and flooded, I guess, the Ted Williams Tunnel. If you're from Boston, you probably know what that is. It was 3 feet of water in that tunnel.
Look at I-35 at the Penway exit. Every time it even so much as hard rains, we get like 6 inches of water on that stretch because those drains, which are just the little slots in the bottom of the barricades, are always clogged.
Let's go to Cammie in Overland Park. Hello.
Hi, it's Tammy.
Tammy,
go ahead.
Yes, I heard this story, and 2 weeks ago, I was on I-70 coming home from St. Louis, and there was a very bad storm, and something similar happened, and it was there was a construction site, though. They were doing construction between St. Louis and Columbia, and they had barriers up, but I didn't feel like they had, the drainage wasn't draining properly, and there was standing water. There was no way to get off because there were concrete barriers on both sides. Mm. And everyone was slamming on their brakes to like 35 miles an hour because you're on I-70, and all of a sudden there's so much water that when you got to that point, it was like a whiteout. So I do believe that the state of Missouri, I actually came home and told my husband, I was like, that was very concerning because there wasn't anywhere else for you to go. So I think in that instance, because it's a construction site, I would think that the state of Missouri would have some responsibility in that, in some instances, because they have to be responsible for the drainage.
But is it the state or the city in which the highway is located in? And I understand that the highway is technically state property, but I don't know, short of hiring hundreds and hundreds of more people, I don't know how the state can clean those things out on a regular basis.
Right. And with this lawsuit in particular, I don't know where that is exactly, mm-hmm. but I do think that, I mean, it depends on who owns the road.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Here's
for
what
the
I know. If you own a house and there's a sidewalk in front of that house and the root of some tree uproots the sidewalk that belongs to the city, you have to pay to repair that, even though it's not your sidewalk. That's always bothered me.
Well, but I think what I'm suggesting here is akin to that, where, yes, the Highway 49 that runs through Grandview is technically state property, but it should the cleanliness of the grates, for example, should fall under the purview of the city of Grandview.
To use an analogy that's somewhat similar, and we've seen it all up and down I-35 with the massive potholes. If you report the pothole and they've had more than 48 hours to go out and address it, and somebody runs over that thing, blows a tire, flips the car, not wearing their seatbelt, and they die, the state is responsible because they were given ample notice to fix the problem. Why is it not any different with the drain? And I would argue that's what we pay tax dollars for,
right,
is to provide safe roadways for us to traverse. Otherwise, what are the tax dollars for?
What I would like to know from anyone listening who's like a road engineer, how long does it take for one of those drains to clog to the point that it will cause hydroplaning and standing water, whether it's 3 feet or 20, okay? And here's why I asked that, Scott. Did they have weeks ahead of that rain where that thing was clogged and it could have been removed? Or can one of, I don't know how big those drains are. Can one of those drains be totally fine on a Monday and then they're clogged on a Tuesday and there's one every 60 feet?
So they can be relatively small, or they can be, I've seen some on the side of a major highway that are huge. You know, and by, I don't mean like 10 feet tall or
they're
crazy.
They're like this big,
yeah,
though, right?
They're large, and they've got a grate across the front. And I think it depends on where the highway is built, or for that matter. I mean, if you drive along Shawnee Mission Parkway, you'll see them from time to time. You know, they're not just your standard neighborhood gutter.
From the text line, the state is responsible for plowing in a snowstorm. Can you sue if you slide off the roadway on a poorly plowed stretch of highway?
I think no.
Is that true?
They have to do their best.
Is the state responsible for plowing, say, for example, I-35 or I-70, or is that the city for which it's in?
I believe it is the state because, for example, Shawnee Mission Parkway here is the county's responsibility, which is why during the snowstorm most recently, every single road around it, for whatever reason, was perfectly paved. Mm. And Shawnee Mission Parkway was still an absolute mess.
We'd have to look into that because I hear what you're saying, Sam. But I'm not sure about that because during that last horrible snowstorm that we had, you were coming up I-35 and getting off on Shawnee Mission Parkway eastbound. I was on Shawnee Mission Parkway in Shawnee, and it was clear as day.
Right.
And then when you came into either Merriam or Overland, it was Merriam where it wasn't great, and then Overland Park, this little stretch here of Overland, Northern Overland Park, it was terrible.
KDOT is responsible for plowing state highways.
All right. Let's go to Keith in Kansas City. Keith, hello.
Yeah. So my thought is you know, if they're, depends on what their car maintenance has been. You know, if their tires are low on tread, they're going to hydroplane quicker than anybody else.
That would probably be part of that lawsuit, Keith.
Yeah. If I'm MoDOT, I want to see their tires.
But you know, in the case in Boston, you got 3 feet of water. I don't care what's on your tires. That's going to move your car.
But it's also in a tunnel. What should have happened in that case is they should have just shut the tunnel down. You don't get to drive through it. And I would make the argument on something like this, where this family, this Patel family, Grandview should have shut the highway down. Yeah. You know, just say, you're going to have to exit. We're not doing this today. Until this water stops, you need to exit and get out of the way. Tony in Independence. Tony, hello.
Hello, Scott and Dana.
Yes, Tony.
I really think the driver is responsible for maintaining their speed at a safe for that current road condition. So if it's pouring rain, you need to slow down.
All right. We got you in, brother. Hey, good to hear from you. Take care. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
So listen to this. Remember the awful college murders in Idaho, Scott? Mm-hmm. I can't even think about that. I really cannot even think about that case. But there is an interesting update today. A young woman claiming to be the DoorDash driver that night has emerged as a surprise witness at Brian Kohberger's trial, saying, quote, "I saw him there." A surprise second eyewitness has emerged in the Idaho student murders case and is expected to testify against Brian Kohberger at trial later this year. A woman who says she was the Idaho DoorDash driver who dropped off food to one of the victims minutes before those mass murders has emerged as a surprise second eyewitness to testify at the upcoming trial. She told police, "I saw him there." The purported driver revealed herself in a police body cam video from an alleged DUI stop taken in September 2024. The officer pulls her over, the witness, for drunk driving. And she says, I'm here. I have to testify in a big murder case here. I'm a DoorDash driver. The officer asks, "What case?" She says, "The murder case with the college girls. I'm the DoorDash driver. I saw Brian there. I parked right next to him." When was
this pullover?
The pullover was later, but it says she may suffer from credibility issues after police accused her of driving while high. Here's the issue for Kohberger's defense. There is a photo at the crime scene of the DoorDash delivery. It looks like it's from
Ring.
Jack in the Box. No, it's a crime scene photo.
Oh,
and right outside the door where that god-awful crime happened, there is a Jack in the Box DoorDash piece of food. My grievance this week is going to be those pop-ups. Look at that. There's the order. The DoorDash order from Jack in the Box is right there on the front steps.
Okay.
So she may suffer from credibility issues because she had issues when she was pulled over later for drunk driving. DoorDash, the way DoorDash works, Sam, there will be an absolute confirmation of the time
the food was dropped
the
off.
The food was dropped off.
The order was made.
Because, Sam, that's a GPS-based service, right? Like, anyone's ordered DoorDash, it'll say you can, like, click on the app and follow the driver and where's the driver.
You can see when the driver was where the driver was anyway.
Yes.
My God, the two of you are confusing the hell out of me.
If I order DoorDash, Scott, on my app, yes. Let's say I order Jack in the Box.
Okay.
I can follow the car of the driver that is delivering my order
right
to the door here. It will say the exact time that food is dropped off.
And they just leave it there, right? And
they then just leave it there.
Leave it there at your door.
But the app will prove it's this woman that dropped it off.
I understand, but here's my point. If she saw him there, which is to say that he was parked out front, right?
Right.
Because there is no back parking at that house. You can only park in front of the house.
Correct.
When whoever opened the door to retrieve the food, because the bag is next to a kitchen sink, they didn't see Brian, what's his face, out front?
Well, if you came to the door, Scott, just to grab food, whatever, you came to the door, you're not necessarily going to see who all's parked out there. If you're the DoorDash driver driving up to the door and there's a wacko sitting in the car next to you at 3 a.m., she is a very credible witness.
Okay, now go back to the her getting pulled over thing where she said, I have to testify at a murder hearing.
That is the reason it leaked out that there is a DoorDash driver witness, because someone requested the body cam from that pullover, and she says, I'm testifying in a murder trial. That's just how it leaked out that there's this witness.
This was not the same night that she dropped off the food.
Then, nope, then I don't
how
think so.
If nobody knew about her until she was pulled over for suspicion of driving intoxicated on weed or whatever, if nobody knew about her, why would she be going to testify?
Because by then they had already contacted her and said.
So they did know about
her.
Yeah,
because what happens, Scott, and you know this, as they start investigating the murders, they're looking, okay, is there Ring doorbell footage?
Got it.
Is there surveillance video around town that would have seen him? Aha, let's look on their cell phones. And one of the victim's cell phones, the last thing she did before she was murdered, was order DoorDash.
Why didn't she come forward when this first happened?
As a DoorDash driver, would you necessarily put two and two together that you dropped off 15 orders that night and one of them happened to be at the place where this happened? I'm sure police contacted her.
Well, if your memory is that poor that you don't remember the house that you went to where four people were later killed.
She doesn't really have to remember that, Scott, because the app will tell police immediately that she was the DoorDash driver that was connected to that house.
She's got credibility issues. You know that. I mean, Danny,
and you
and
smoke
I
smoke pot. Is that correct?
We've covered enough trials.
Yes,
you know she's got credibility problems.
But it certainly helps with the timeline. And if she looked over and can describe the car, I was right there.
Could you describe the car that you parked next to yesterday in any given location where you were?
Probably not.
Exactly.
Unless he was acting, you know, it's 3 a.m., 2 a.m., let's say it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Let's say she looks over and he looks like a homicidal maniac and he's got big bushy eyebrows and he gave her the creeps.
Well, here's what I would tell you is if he realizes a car pulled up right next to him, he's probably not going to do a lot of creeping at the moment.
Well, what if the murders had already happened?
As a female DoorDash driver who is dropping food off at 3 a.m., you're going to check your surroundings before you get out of that vehicle, right?
Bingo.
So she may have seen him sitting in the vehicle. He probably wasn't doing anything creepy, but she would notice a person sitting in a vehicle nearby.
Like a very tall guy
so
sitting.
Yeah. She could keep her eye on it while she was doing the drop off in case it was somebody creepy.
All right. But my point is she seems to have for somebody who smokes weed, seems to have a really good memory. And I went to the grocery store today, shameless plug Hy-Vee, on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that I parked next to an SUV because it was parked a little crooked in the spot. And I'm like, oh, are they going to ding me when they get in their car? If you told me to give you the make, model, or even the color.
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. All I remember is it was an SUV. That's all
okay.
I remember.
Okay. Well, he's guilty anyway because his DNA's on the knife that was found under one of the bodies.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it ain't looking good for the defense here.
I think he's guilty too, and I think there's plenty of evidence stacked against him that you don't need this one.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? All this is going to do is the defense is going to tear this DoorDasher apart.
Yeah.
So why even put her up to it? Because now, if I'm a juror, and you, as the prosecution, just brought in a witness that lacks credibility, to say the least.
Yeah.
And the defense just embarrassed her on the stand. Now I'm wondering about everybody else you're putting up on the stand. Now I've got some questions.
They will shred her on the high thing.
Oh, yeah. On the getting pulled over and
being
high.
So you're a stoner, is that correct?
How much weed do you smoke? Were you smoking weed the night that you did that DoorDash? I don't remember. But you do remember the car that you saw with the person inside of it. You want me to believe
that? That's fair.
Should have been a damn attorney.
Okay, then explain his DNA on the knife.
I can't. That's why I think he's guilty. I wouldn't. If I was a defense lawyer, the only way I'm taking this case is if the state forced me to.
Yeah.
And as for the kids inside the house not seeing him sitting outside when they collected the DoorDash order, if you're college kids and you're hanging out and you're near a college campus, it wouldn't be odd to have somebody in their vehicle outside of at 3 a.m. You wouldn't even notice it.
But if it was my house, it was a house.
Yeah, but you're in Western Shawnee. That's different.
I agree with Sam with the late night solo female DoorDash driver. Your head would be on a swivel.
Oh,
it just would be.
I don't disagree with Sam on that one either, nor you, since you agree with him. What I'm saying is I don't even have a law degree, and I could trash this woman on the stand. I'd just destroy her. Probably leave her in tears. And then now the jury is wondering, okay, what's going on here? They don't need, I mean, they got all this DNA. They've got another witness.
Yeah.
You know.
They have his cell phone.
Yeah,
pinging.
They've got the pinging cell phones.
Right there.
They have evidence just from his cell phone traffic in weeks prior that he cased the joint, you know, that he stalked them potentially,
God.
Allegedly. Story here from Channel 9, a West Bottoms business owner is closing up shop after a steep rise in his Jackson County property taxes.
Yeah, 600%, isn't it?
Saying he can no longer afford to hold on to his historic building. Conrad McEnany, owner of the six-story, 36,000-square-foot building at 14th and St. Louis Avenue, said the tax increase has created too much financial stress and uncertainty for him to stay. Quoting here from McEnany, "It is a lot of physical stress not knowing in 2 years if they could do another 600%.
Yeah.
The building, built in 1886 and formerly home to the Trumbull, Allen, and Reynolds C. Company, will host one final event this July before it goes up for sale." Jackson County recently assessed the property at nearly $2 million, resulting in an annual tax bill increase of roughly $17,000. McEnany says he's frustrated with the process, to say the least.
You know how much coffee you have to sell to make up $17,000?
Is that what it is?
Six cups.
Is it a coffee shop?
Sam Stevie. You're in timeout.
Oh, that's not the direction you were going? Sorry.
When we get back, the sweet tale of a sweet brown bear with a lid stuck on his neck for 2 years.
Well,
help is on the way. I know it's not funny. Why do we laugh?
Did we ever get an update on the bear down in Raytown?
Okay. I will give you my 2 cents from my hairdresser, and you know those are the most reliable people when it comes to these cases.
I mean, if I was going to haul anybody before a jury, it would be them.
1,000%. I'll tell you what she told me over the weekend, and I agree with her assessment. She lives in the area where the bear was spotted.
Grass Paddington.
Yeah, that's his name.
And what percentage of men keep financial secrets from their partners? The number may be higher than you think.
Oh.
It's almost woman-esque. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
All right, some good news for this poor bear who's been roaming around with a lid stuck on his neck for 2 years.
A dumb bear.
It looks like the top of a barrel or the top of an industrial large paint bucket. That's the only way I can describe this lid. It's gigantic, okay? Mm-hmm. For 2 years, a young black bear has roamed Michigan with a lid to a 55-gallon drum stuck around its neck. It's no doubt been annoying, but it's mostly all that the two-year-old cub has known. The animal was first spotted on a trail camera back in 2023, and a Michigan Department of Natural Resources team keeps trying to find it to remove it. Little guy keeps disappearing. Elusive for the most of the next 2 years, the bear was most recently spotted in late May when a resident discovered the animal on his property. He calls biologists. Biologists trapped the bear. Now, this is sad, but they saved his life because,
oh,
Scott,
my word.
I know, as the bear is growing, the lid, the hole around the lid is constricting.
So it...
Oh, bless his heart.
The hair, he doesn't have any hair where the lid was because it obviously either couldn't grow under the lid or it rubbed off. And the picture is taken from behind the bear as he's laying on his side. He's been tranquilized. And he's got this big, fat, gigantic, black, furry head with what looks like a belt almost.
Yeah.
Like, think about like cartoon characters where there was a woman and they would cinch in their waist so skinny that it was totally unrealistic.
Yeah, it would have killed him had this kept going on. It would have constricted his airway.
From his head to his upper back, it looks like an hourglass.
Container openings of a certain size can result in bears and other wildlife getting their heads or other body parts stuck, leading to injury or death. So says Cody Norton, the area's bear, fur bearer, and small game specialist.
A.K.A. Captain Obvious.
It is important to remember the opening diameter is more important than the size of the container. What is a fur bearer? Mr. Norton is a fur bearer and small game specialist. Anyway, while you're
a
looking that up.
A fur bearer is a mammal traditionally hunted or trapped for its fur.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
I don't think he is a fur bearer.
No, let's hope not. Went and got my hair cut and colored over the weekend because I was starting to look like a
hippie.
Yeah. And my hairdresser lives in Grandview where the black bear was roaming for weeks. No one could find it.
Correct.
She swears. And there are Facebook groups dedicated to what happened to the black bear in Grandview, by the way. She swears that that was a pet. It got too big. It got out of hand. And someone let it loose.
Possible.
She said that we would not have had a bear like that around here. She thinks some ding-a-ling kept it as a pet. And then as it grew...
We certainly could have a bear like that around here. That doesn't answer the question, where did it go?
Where did it go, and where was Mama? Because Mama would not have crossed a highway with that baby, she said. Mm-mm. Anyway, I believe the hairdresser. I'll always go with the hairdresser.
Well, I hope that bear is okay, because if it's not, that would be unbearable.
Okay.
Half of men have kept financial secrets from a spouse or a partner. In a survey of 2,000 men, 49% of those who are married or in a committed relationship share that they have kept money-related secrets.
Wow.
The most common secret that a betrothed man would keep from his wife would be a hidden savings account, roughly 14%.
Oh, my gosh!
Other men, well, it's to keep your grubby hands off my money. Other men have kept their spending habits, 13%, and a credit card or a line of credit, 12%.
Oh, man.
Hush, hush.
Whose money, Scott?
Our.
Well, if I'm putting the money into a savings account, it was probably money that I first made that I didn't tell you about.
Oh, man, that is something.
Wow.
I would tread carefully.
Among the men who kept secrets from their significant other, many said they did so because they were embarrassed.
There's one.
Or ashamed, which is kind of the same, but not. While one in five said they simply didn't know how to bring it up.
Maybe she just gets her grimy mitts all over that money.
Pass
and spends
the salt.
It.
Oh, did I mention I have 100 grand in savings you don't know about?
From the text line, I have money in an account that my spouse does not know about.
Where do the statements go?
I will not read your last four digits.
Where do the statements go? Are you hiding the bank statements?
If I wanted to, at CapFed, they've been begging me to go paperless.
I don't get
papers, sure they do, because you're the last customer in the world that's not.
Today is National Picnic Day. Is that why we have the cookout in the parking lot today, Sam?
No, that had nothing to do with it. It was just a coincidence.
The word picnic comes from the French word piquenique. Piquenique. Which means to eat food outdoors. It's also National Go Fishing Day, National Sushi Day, and is also the anniversary of the first American woman in space. Sally Ride went into space 42 years ago today. Paul McCartney is 83. Sir Paul McCartney. Blake Shelton is 49. And Jimmy Allen is 40. On behalf of our producer today, finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. We'll see you tomorrow. Be safe, take care, and be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.